This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Perreault on a bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out a bad seat, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad locks, bad dude, bad bread, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion check it up should do be. Oh, my friend, they come around, thought the portal. Brats on the west side, dead bugs are down. What a mess, the town's tattered. My brain's splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4CBS. Did you see this guy drop this ball? He should have caught that pass. Like, I love Jalen Ramsey acting like he made a play or something. He got his ass worked on that play. Did you see that, Carver? That guy just dropped it.
Ramsey had absolutely nothing to do with that play.
He had nothing to. Meanwhile, he's celebrating like he made some kind of play, talking smack to the guy. He didn't stop anything. The guy just dropped the ball. Titans 16-2 over the Jaguars in a thriller on Thursday night in Smashville. I'm watching that game. Did you see that run by, what was it, Derrick Henry?
I did.
That may have been the greatest run I've ever seen in my life.
I don't think so.
No?
I thought that it was absolutely poor tackling by the Jaguars. He probably should have been stopped at the 3, and then he should have been stopped at the 11, and then he probably could have been stopped at the 50.
So the fact that that guy broke all those tackles and did all them stiff arms you didn't think was good, he went 99, it's the longest run in NFL history.
I think he should have been stopped 5 times.
So it was not that he did anything, it was that the Jaguars did nothing.
Correct.
All right. So I only saw it once on a small phone. Mavi, what did you think of it?
I thought it was a phenomenal run. I thought it was, you know, getting the one guy stiff-arming him out of the way, then the other guy catches up to about the 50 and not only stiff-arms him, then throws him to the ground and he gets through the other two. I think it was a great run. I mean, it's a tied for the best in the history of the NFL. The only other 99-yard run
Dorsett
was Dorsett.
I think they'll show it a million times. I got to see it again.
Jags should be embarrassed.
Oh, is it are you against him in a fantasy league tonight?
Who?
Is that your guy? Is he on your team and you benched him?
Well, I haven't played him all year. He's been horrible.
He's horrible. So tonight you didn't blame him, and then he has this huge effort.
It doesn't matter. It still was embarrassing tackling. Should have stopped him 5 times.
Did you bet on the game?
No. You can't bet on a game like this.
I did.
I just wanted
to say. I threw money on the Titans -5, of course.
Yeah. I bet on everything.
I think home favorites in Thursday Night Football, like 21-3 or something like that. This game you had to. Cody Kessler, come on. I was going Tennessee.
Let me ask you this question. Are the Islanders playing the Penguins at the Nassau Coliseum?
Yes, on Monday.
Oh. Pharrell. That was a drop a bomb right there, I was going to say. I would have been willing to go.
You would have made a Long Island trip.
I would have been willing to go with my dad.
TR.
To the Nassau to see the Islanders play the Penguins if it was like Sunday. I would
he
have
probably
done
remembers
it.
All those times the Islanders won cups there. So
he does.
Are you feeling okay? I feel like I hear something in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
That's like an hour and a half in the car with TR. You all right with that?
Well, I've spent 40 hours with him already nonstop.
Is that a cough that's coming on now? Here?
So anyway, I would have actually gone to see the Penguins play the Islanders at that place. I would have gone. They're playing them there Monday night, right?
Monday night, yes.
I would have gone to that game.
Last game of the year between the Islanders and Penguins.
Well, I would have gone if it was Sunday. Would you have gone if let's say tonight you told me it's Sunday and I was willing to get us all tickets. Would you have gone?
Yes.
I would have gone. Would you have gone? He's like, no.
I have something I have to do Sunday. Otherwise, I would have.
He's meeting his dealer. He's going to get a big sack of. Wait, are we on the air?
I have a lot going on.
Check, 1, 2.
I have a lot going on this weekend, but I would have carved it out for you.
Carver High carved it out?
Because it is young Olivia's birthday on Saturday.
Whoa.
So I have to.
Oh, stop the press. What year here?
22 on Saturday.
Whoa. Huge developments in the Middle East. We got a birthday for Queen Olivia?
Yes.
Oh, man.
But most of the festivities are on Saturdays. So.
Party Saturday. Sunday's the actual game day?
Really party. Me and her are going to take her out and have some fun with her in the morning, and then my parents and her parents are coming over for dinner that night. So.
Woo. It's on. So I got TR visiting for the week. And it's just the longest yard.
Oh, please.
But today, Kathy O took him out for an Irish lunch. I don't know if they got hammered.
It is beautiful.
But they did go out and party. And then I heard him come home, and he made a lot of noise and woke me up. Because
goals from everybody and his brother here tonight.
When he walks in, the dog starts barking at him. And then that wakes me up. Get the dog out of the kitchen! I got him out of my grandfather! Ken Sterling will join us here in 9 minutes. He's from 1430 in that sweet Indianapolis, Indiana, Hoosier town. Come on. I love those Hoosiers. Anyway, we'll talk to Ken Sterling about the Colts. They got a big game this week. They're playing Houston in a war. Later, Rick Haro at 40 past the hour, this very hour, on Sports Business. And then at 11:20 East, 8:20 West, Patrick Finley, our good friend from the Sun-Times in that city with broad shoulders. Right? The second city? Chicago, Illinois. We'll talk to Patrick Finley tonight about the Chicago Bears. I'm watching the Celtics putting a beating on the Knicks tonight, 109-95, with 7 minutes left of the Garden in Beantown. I just wanted to tell you, tonight is really, if I remember correctly, pathetic. Suns and Blazers underway at the Moda in the first. Rockets, Jazz to follow this one in Salt Lake Shakers. I believe, if I am correct, there was decent hockey tonight, Carver High. Flames lead the Wild 1-0 in the second. Coyotes 2-1 on the Capitals in the second in the desert. Predators, Canucks scoreless in the first in Van, B.C. Knights up 1-0 on the Blackhawks in Vegas. And said it, I'm making a hub. Devils, Kings starting up bottom of the hour at Staples in la-la-la-la-la-la-la Lipstick City. Red Wings stun the Maple Leafs 5-4 in overtime. Avs 5-2 over the Panthers in Sunrise. Jaguars 4-3 over the Flyers in overtime. Penguins slaughter the Islanders 6-2. Big night. Crosby is 15. Kessel twice. Yeah, let's trade him. Letang twice. Sheehan his fourth. Anders Lee his 11th. And Brock Nelson from Kuhnhackl his 10th on a steal and a little pick and roll. Canadians 5-2 over the Senators in Ottawa and the Lightning beat the Bruins 3-2. If my calculations are correct, we're on a mission from God. College basketball tonight, Mavi. I believe a poor night of action. If I remember correctly, there was nothing to write home about. Nothing to get excited about. Iowa over Iowa State, 98-84. I hit that game both ways. Purdue, I hit over Maryland. And I took Maryland in the 7. Purdue to win, Maryland in the 7 on the spread side. That hit. There was one other game that I had interest in tonight in terms of betting. What was it? Do you remember, Mafia? There was one game that I put on there. Oh, where is it? Oh, was it that Arizona game with Utah Valley? I didn't think so. I thought there was one other game that I put up there. Oh, it is. Wake, I gave you over Charlotte, 80-56. That was the one in Winston-Salem. Very exciting night of games tonight. Thank God there's another NBA game and the rest of this boring football game. I got to tell you, 16-2 not doing it for me, but that's just me. We saw that big run, 99 yards. That's about it. PharrellOnTheBench.com, rocking during the holidays with tons of picks, tons of winners. Saturday, Army, Navy, Sunday night, Rams, Bears. PharrellOnTheBench.com is where it's at. All the bowl games are up, money lines and spreads. NBA, college rack every day, NHL on the ice every day, boxing, MMA every day. There's a big UFC event Saturday. We'll give you all the winners there. Daily fantasy rosters. We're doing it there, too, making people money. Sign up today for RollinTheBench.com. Episode 88, I believe. Eric Lindros style. number 88 of Pharrell on the bets tomorrow on a Friday. It runs Tuesday to Sunday on Westwood One Podcast, iTunes, Google Play, anywhere good podcasts are available. You can get Pharrell on the bets. Subscribe free. Follow us on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO. Touchdown Titans. They're opening up a can of whoop-ass now on the Jaguars. It's 22-2 with 7 left in the third. This is Pharrell on the Bench on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Kent Sterling is our buddy, does afternoons on 1430 in Indianapolis, Indiana, with those sweet Hoosiers. Come on. And here we go. Kent, how you doing? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
I'm doing great. Happy holidays to you, Scott. Good to be on.
My man. So it was so strange for me to see Andrew Luck get shut out after the job he's been doing, like particularly in this run they were on of five straight wins, and he was throwing like three TDs a game. Were you surprised, as I was, to see him get so many trips inside, you know, Jacksonville's, you know, 30 or whatever, and not produce?
You know, I was, but I thought that Frank Reich outthought himself. You know, he out-schemed himself. He tried to get clever on that Eric Ebron sweep. And did some things that kind of played to the strength of the Jacksonville Jaguars defense. And so that it came to that wasn't really surprising. If you give a team like Jacksonville life, sometimes they're going to take advantage of it. And I think that's what happened on Sunday.
So they played this Texans team before, and the game was crazy, 37-34 in Indy. And I remember they blew that game too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They another fourth down. Kind of go for it, be real aggressive move by Frank Reich, kind of splashed back on him, fourth and four in the overtime. And if they punt, the worst you're going to come out with is a tie. They went for it. They turned it over. Texans, they had a nice catch by DeAndre Hopkins. They kick a field goal, win that game. Andrew Luck was spectacular that day, 40 of 62 for 464, four TDs, no picks. He was sacked four times. Luck was really, really good, but not good enough.
So it was a great game either way. I got to tell you, Frank Reich, with those risks, the rolling the dice, taking chances, I mean, I kind of like it. I'll be honest with you. If, you know, if you're going to beat a coach, like there's a lot of people talking about his aggressive style on fourth downs and going for it and, you know, taking that risk. Do you like it or not? I mean, I think it's refreshing, to be honest with you. I'd rather have a coach go for it and take shots and try to win and at all costs. If I'm a Colts fan, I say that's an exciting way to live.
I'll tell you what. I think it's like Jägermeister in the bars. You know, it seems like a really good idea in the hypothetical. And then when you do it, you're like, geez, maybe that's something I'm going to regret in a little bit.
Because you will. You'll wake up face down. Not good. That's the Satan's juice is what that is.
He says that it's analytics. They have an analytics staff, and they go over things on Friday and Saturday, and they talk about these kinds of instances. And he says that all the math supports going for it in those situations. But you know what? It's one of those things where if on that fourth and goal from the one, if you kick the field goal and you take the 3 points, the Jaguars think, you know what, here we go again. They got their three. We're going to have a tough time scoring because Cody Kessler sucks. We know it. This game, you know what, maybe it's not ours for like the seventh or eighth straight week, whatever. But you give them life. You gave them an opportunity by taking kind of an unwieldy risk. And as a result, they make a play. And all of a sudden, they start to feel good about themselves. And if you give an NFL team enough momentum-changing plays like that, you're going to wind up on the losing end more often than not.
So, Ken Sterling with us from Afternoons on CBS Sports Radio, 1430 in Indy. This team, you know, that whole division is getting really exciting, if you ask me. You had Derrick Henry with the big game against the Jags, gigantic game, and then Houston's rattled off 9 in a row. You were a victim in one of them in Indy. Now you're going there. What do you think they – I mean, because the game was so close. They had the game, if you ask me. What do they have to think about doing differently in this game on Sunday against a team that is, you know, ultra hot and really confident and probably as loose as a goose heading down the stretch in these last 4 weeks?
You know, what you kind of have to do is stop the run, because that's what the Texans love to do. That's kind of the base of their offense. And the Colts have been really good at that. They've got a defensive front and a linebacker core that has been really, really good against the run. I can't remember the last time, I don't know if this season, anybody has really hurt them via the run. And without the run, then you got to rely on Deshaun Watson. Last time these two teams played, the Colts had 7 sacks. They didn't do a very good job of stopping DeAndre Hopkins, who had a really big game. But defensively, this is a really good matchup for the Indianapolis Colts. And then on offense, you've got to find a way. Hopefully, T.Y. Hilton hadn't practiced yet this week. Hopefully, he's good to go on Sunday, because he has owned Joseph during their entire run against each other. I think luck to Hilton is really, really important offensively. And then on the defensive side of the ball, what you got to do is contain Watson and stop the run. I think that this is a more conducive matchup. As silly as this sounds, and I know it's nuts as it's coming out of my mouth, I think Colts-Texans is better for the Colts than Colts-Jaguars were last weekend.
Wow. Ken Sterling with us. So their preseason, no one expected anything, and then here comes Andrew Luck, and he starts lighting it up again, and here they are. I think after that game, they had a really good shot of the playoffs, but they lose and get shut out, and now where they are going into this game in Houston, do you think they still have a shot at a wild card? What's the feeling on their playoff hopes?
Well, it's kind of dim unless they win out. You know, if they lose this game, it's over, because one of the tiebreakers for the wild card, the second tiebreaker, is record within the conference, and if they lose this one, they put themselves in a situation where they've got to rely – likely on the Ravens to lose to the Cleveland Browns in the last game of the season. I go with Frank Reich. What Reich and Luck were saying yesterday to the media is that, you know what, it's not about this being December and we've got to win out. This is about getting better. We're going to try to get better every day. And usually I take that as nonsense from coaches and quarterbacks, but I really believe that that's what this team's about and what the franchise is about. And if they made the playoffs this year, that'd be a wonderful result. That really wasn't even a dream when this team started playing in 2018. They've got another draft in 19, so the future's kind of bright no matter what happens. I think they got to win out, and obviously that means they got to win Sunday night. If they're going to lose one of their remaining games, it's got to be against either the Cowboys or the Giants, because they can't take another loss inside the AFC and win tiebreakers to go to the playoffs as a wild card.
I think their schedule is brutal with Dallas in Indy, Giants in Indy, and they have actually, I know they stink, but they've actually been playing solid over the last month, and every game they played, they were kind of in it and actually, you know, won games. They, you know, beat the Bears even. So I think they're better than they performed all year, let's just say. And then that game in Nashville to end it, I think is brutal for the Colts. Let me ask you this. How is T.Y. Hilton and Eric Ebron in regards to this Sunday?
I think they're both going to play. They both talk like they're going to play. T.Y. Hilton's got a variety of injuries. He had a rib. He's got a shoulder. He's got a leg thing going on. But he is a tough guy, and he finished the game last weekend, as did Eric Ebron. And as a result, I think those guys are going to be back. I think they're going to play. Ryan Kelly looks like he's not going to be back on Sunday as a starting center. That's not a good thing. Mo Alie-Cox as a backup tight end, and really kind of a guy who needs to be around to replace Jack Doyle, who is lost for the season with a kidney. You need him. He isn't going to be back, it looks like. And so Hilton, Ebron back, Mo Alie-Cox and Ryan Kelly not back. So you get, you know, the two guys you'd rather have, I guess if you got to pick two to be down and two to be up this Sunday, you'd pick Hilton and Ebron to be up and the other guys to be down. But this team has been very resilient where it comes to injuries all year. They've had guys dinged up. They find a way to get on the field, and I think they'll do it again this Sunday.
Let me ask you, Kent, do they have interest in Bell, in Le'Veon Bell?
You know, I don't think so. That's kind of not the way Chris Ballard looks to build this team. He wants to do it via the draft, not splashy free agents. They've got all kinds of money in the offseason, like $118 million under the cap. A lot of that money is going to go to keep their own guys. But I don't think – like, he's very, very picky. If you walk around the locker room like I do and you talk to the guys that he's drafted, there's a behavior kind of thing. There's a mold there that you can see he's drafting to, and I don't think Le'Veon Bell fits into that mold.
Lastly, real quick, respectfully, this Darius Leonard kid has just been surreal watching him play.
He is really fast, a great second-round draft pick, a great dude, and a guy who just loves football. And that's kind of, you know, I was talking about sort of the behavioral sort of blueprint for Colts that Chris Ballard drafts. These guys all really, really love football. It's not about the cash. It's not about the fame. It's about putting the pads on, putting the helmet on, and go hitting people, go scoring touchdowns. And you know what's been neat about Darius is that regardless of kind of the fame that's come his way this year, and he's probably going to be the AFC Defensive Rookie of the Year, he's still a really neat, humble guy in the locker room who talks to anybody who wants to talk to him. And none of this has affected him whatsoever. And I think, again, that's part of that behavior that Chris Ballard looks for. Guys that just love playing a game, and he sure does.
Ken, great stuff. Enjoy the game with the Colts and Texans on Sunday. Thanks for coming on the bench, as always. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Scott. Thanks.
All right, Ken Sterling does afternoons on 1430 in Indy.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I saw Quinn Snyder, right? The game is just starting. I mean, literally, they just tipped off in Salt Lake, and he's screaming and yelling at the refs. He's screaming and yelling at the refs, and they literally were 2 seconds into the game. What was that about? What was he mad about, the tip-off or something? Like, he was screaming at the ref for, I mean, the game hasn't even, no one's even sweating yet.
Okay, everybody simmer down now, one at a time.
Oh, that's it. He's mad about the jump. That I think they said Gobert did something illegal or something, so they gave Houston a ball. So he started complaining immediately. Literally, not 1 second had come off the clock, and he was arguing with the ref. I don't think I've ever seen that before, where the game's just starting, and you're already in trouble with the ref.
Do the words give up mean anything to you?
I mean, that was right from the court side right there. That language is inappropriate. Rick Haro is our sports business insider, and 380,000 people, Rick, went to the 6 college football conference championship games played over the weekend, 83,000 at Jerry's World for Oklahoma, Texas. I mean, these are huge numbers, and you say it's because we're moving toward naturally a 8-game playoff.
Well, yeah, you know what? The bottom line is that I wish that were the simple way to do it. If you had a lot of attendance 1 year, you automatically go to 8. I'm not sure it's 8. It's 6. 2 years from now, the deals are basically renegotiated. And regardless of whether UCF fans or Ohio State fans or Georgia fans bitch or not, the numbers are astronomical. If you remember years ago, we had 11 split national championship votes with the AP and UPI, back when we were just children, when it was in the mid-50s, in the Bowl Coalition, in the Bowl Alliance, in the BCS. And the bottom line is, the more the merrier. Bring it on. You're never going to make everybody happy, but at least you have a start right now, and it's the beginning of the bowl season. I can't wait. Realize this year, for the first time, their seed teams are 6-6 that are otherwise eligible that did not make it. 78 of the 129 divisional teams did. 82 won 6, but only 78 made it.
All right, Rick, I'm gonna call you right back. We got a bad connection, and we'll see if we can hear you the second time we call you. I mean, Mavi, that seemed like he was in the South Pacific.
Like he's calling from the moon.
I mean, maybe he was on that.
Was he on that Mars?
Mars expedition. He's up there right now.
He's looking for life under the ground there.
What is it? The red planet?
That's correct.
He's at the red planet in Mars. He's calling us from tonight. I mean, that sounded atrocious. I have no idea what he just said either about the entire opening of that segment. We still haven't found him. He's calling back on a better line as the clock ticks away on his segment.
For a guy who makes the money he does, he has the worst cell phone service ever.
He's a multimillionaire, and he's got everything. There he is, Rick Haro. It's unbelievable. He stays in Ritz-Carlton's, and his phone is that. It literally, we were wondering if you were calling from the Red Planet.
Or Burns Steakhouse, the Red Velour floor, because it's Tampa.
Great spot.
The hamster died, and I had to find a quarter to refuel the hamster for the call. I think I said something really good, and we missed it. So
yeah, I agree. So the January 7th National Championship, how about there's a lot of bowl games is what this segment's about. There are 80, I think there's literally 80 teams playing in 41 games, including the National Championship game on January 7th. That's crazy.
Yeah, and so, you know, remember last year when there were not enough 6-6 teams to go around, and they broke the tie with 5-7 teams that had better graduation rates. Good for them, but you don't have to do it this year because 78 teams made it, 82 had 6 wins, so 4 teams get shut out of the opportunity to play at these amazing bowls like the Cheez-It Bowl and the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl and the Serve Pro First Responder Bowl. And how about that Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl? How about that?
Yeah, Bad Boy Mowers. I like them. Let me ask you, do you like Cheez-Its?
I love Cheez-Its, but, you know, I didn't know that it would take over the name of that bowl game in Houston. I mean, in Phoenix. By the way, you realize that, you know, the Gasparilla Bowl history? I know you don't care.
No.
But it started in St. Pete. They moved it over. Now Gasparilla sponsors it. In St. Pete, there's artificial turf, so no, you can't do it. So they're playing at Raymond James where there's real grass.
PlayStation will extend their naming rights deal with the Fiesta Bowl as a multi-year agreement that they've come to.
Yeah, and let's just remember that bowl is important for a couple of reasons. One is Sunkist did it, then IBM, then Tostitos, then Vizio, then Battle Frog, now PlayStation. So it is a poster child for moving sponsors. The other piece of this is that UCF, number 8, undefeated. Do you think they beat LSU?
No.
Okay. Move on.
I really don't. I think that with the backup, he's going to be in for a long day with LSU's size and athleticism up front. I think they'll cause problems. I will not deny UCF's incredible two-year run. I recognize it as an incredible two seasons of great winning and undefeated football. There's no denying it. But I think without Milton, I don't like him against that team. So let me ask you this. What did you think of Urban Meyer quitting?
Well, you know, listen, there's a carousel. At least he had the opportunity to walk away when he wanted to,
right.
You know, unlike Cliff Kingsbury and Larry Fedora and Clay Helton survived. But it's his legacy's tainted, I think, no matter what. People are going to say that he walked away under circumstances that were kind of weird. But if he wins the Rose Bowl, people may tend to forget that. And let's remember, at the University of Florida, the guy's God.
They'll win the Rose Bowl. They're going to beat – I think they'll beat Washington's ass. Oakland A's unveiled new plans for a stadium at Howard Terminal. I mean, I saw that ballpark rendering. It really does look incredible. But, I mean, is there any failure bigger than the A's and their stadium plans over the last 15 years?
No. Yes. In Tampa. Both of them kind of tied for last. They got to get their stadiums done. But – what they want to do is to buy the 111-acre Coliseum site. They want to turn it into real estate. They want to use that money to help fund their 35,000-seat throwback stadium, which is a testament to old baseball. They'll put it in the middle of skyscrapers. And, frankly, it'll be a good deal if you put both of those deals together. But let's remember, there's a $137 million bid on that Coliseum site, so as ugly as the stadiums are on that site, that is not cheap land.
So when Tom Brady did his Tom versus Time, he told everybody how to eat and how to train and how he trains. Is that what LeBron and Lindsey Vonn are doing with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Cindy Crawford with their new ladder company?
Yeah, but the difference is that the powder that they got for LeBron was, hope was they said to, remember when he had a whole bunch of cramps and the 2014 NBA Finals,
right,
that he didn't do too well in. And so the doctor said, all right, take this powder. And he put together this company. Anything LeBron touches, people will throw money at. And it's for partners who have teed up this kind of health company. I'm still not sure that helps LeBron win for the Lakers, but that's just me.
MGM, new four-year deal with MLB, is way bigger than the deal they have with the NBA. Why is that?
Well, because there's more baseball games than there are NBA deals, and $80 million over its lifetime. The first number is always the smallest. So the NBA does a deal for $25 million. The NHL gets a deal done with a little more than that. Mark my words, Ted Leonsis says the same thing. Within a short period of time, we're going to see gambling in casinos and in stadiums and arenas everywhere in the country.
Yeah, Tiger Woods and Discovery set Golf TV streaming content partnership, and the PGA has also gotten into the data business for sports betting purposes.
Yeah, and they've done it, too, because IMG Arena, the company, is wanting to create a bigger platform, and they're making this available, get this, to 250 bookmakers worldwide to provide sports betting-related services. So Tiger is streaming, and the PGA Tour is providing gambling data.
How about Kawhi Leonard getting a deal with New Balance? I thought they just did running shoes.
Well, they do, but if it's attached to a basketball player, they're trying to get into an entirely different market. And, you know, Kawhi Leonard is kind of between deals. Everybody says he's happy with the Raptors, but let's see if he ends up doing it in L.A. My sense is that he wanted to get some money now beyond just basketball, and the sneaker deal does it.
So, allegedly, the someone that has massive juice in terms of soccer and with FIFA went to Rwanda in October and laid out a plan to have the World Cup every 2 years as opposed to every 4 years. Will that ever happen?
Well, it might because, listen, it's the biggest deal on the planet in June. And after Qatar, who knows what's going to happen with the World Cup. So if you had a chance of doubling your money by doing it every 2 years, you'd at least listen and money talks.
Tech, top five. Let's go with this one. ABC will broadcast all 3 days of the NFL draft in 2019. That is like opposite of ESPN, right? The network's going to do it.
Yeah, the network's going to do it. And I'm not sure if we're going to enjoy Reese Davis, Lee Corso, Kirk Herbstreit, Desmond Howard, all of those guys. We'll get tired of it. But the best audience was the 5.5 million viewers across ESPN, NFL Network, Fox, ABC, and ESPN2. Last year, they want to beat it next year.
What is this deal with Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman for a new fan-first football league? What's that about?
Well, it's, fans get to pick the coaches, get to pick the plays, get to pick the arguments. So we'll see what happens there. But let's remember, CBS has a league. The XFL has a league. We got a lot of leagues, but very little play so far. We'll just have to see if it works.
Power of Sports 5, the Steelers' Ryan Switzer turned a radio feud into a charity. What happened there?
Yeah, he called out Colin Dunlap, called out Switzer over his lackluster play. And, of course, the reconciliation was over the donation of $20 to Switzer's charity of choice for every catch the receiver records for the rest of the season. And it's going to work, but it's kind of a cool idea to get over a lot of the crap that happens and turn it into a charity deal.
All right, there you go, Rick. Great stuff tonight from Tampa. We'll catch up with you again next week. Safe travels.
All right, man. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right, Rick Haro, our sports business insider on a bench. Mafia, they gave the Jaguars that touchdown catch in the corner. Are you kidding me? I'm sitting there watching that play. That guy had 1 foot down. He never got both feet down. I mean, that was obvious.
Yeah, unless they showed another angle that we didn't see when we were off the air. The one that we saw looked at, he got the first foot down when the toe touched, when he tried to get it down. It didn't hit till out of bounds. I don't know. Maybe it was just a mercy TD.
30-9 Titans. By the way, this game. Do you remember at all what the line was on this game?
Five.
It was five, right? I'm feeling pretty good about this game, to be honest with you. I can't even find my gambling picks. I must have left them. Oh, there they are. I had Tennessee minus the points. I'm feeling pretty good about that right about now. They're in the fourth, up 30-9. 855-212-4227. Later in the second hour, Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times in Chicago.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.